I breathe deeply, ignoring whatever war or genocide Orion is now pointing out to me on the screen. As elder, I am not allowed to know my parents. It would make me partial and biased. It would lead to sentimental feelings that would impede my leadership and decisions as eldest. I know this. I even agree with it. But still, I'd like to know who they are.
Elder, Orion asks, concern filling his voice. Is something wrong?
I shake my head. Nothing. Orion searches my face, but I'm not sure what he wants to find. And then I find myself searching his face in return. And I know what I'm seeking. Is that my nose on his face? My eyes? My lips? I've never really noticed Orion before. He's always been in the background, fading into the records he keeps. But now that I really look at him, could this man be my father? My breath catches, and I have to shake my head again before I can get a grip on myself. Sure, Orion reminds me of me, but on a ship where everyone's monoethnic, that's not hard to do. I can't as easily see myself in Eldest as I can in Orion. I just wish I could see myself in me. Orion smiles at me, as if he understands what I'm going through, but he can't possibly.
So?
He says, in such a fatherly tone that I flinch.
Eldest is having you do research? Sounds like he's really focusing on training you now.
Yeah.
Has he taken you below the feeder level yet?
Orion leans forward, his eyes eager. Below? There's nothing below the feeder level. Orion's face slips into a blank mask.
Oh,
he says, leaning back, disappointment evident in his downturned mouth.
Well, let's get on with that research.
He turns back to the screen. No, wait, did you mean there's another level below this one? Orion hesitates. He brushes his long hair behind his ear, and I notice that the left side of his neck is marked by a peculiar spiderweb scar.
I'm not sure, he says. I was going through the floppies recently, and I saw something.
He taps his finger against the floppy, and the screen speeds through images.
I found some diagrams of Godspeed, but I shouldn't have been looking at them. Besides, surely Eldest will go over all that with you in your training, when it's time for you to learn about those sorts of things.
I was just curious. Of course he is. As a recorder, his home and work is on the feeder level. Everyone's constrained to the feeder level except the shippers, who have access to the shipper level, and Eldest and I, who also have the keeper level. Orion's probably spent his whole life on this one part of the ship. Can I see the diagram? Orion's hand twitches towards the screen, but he doesn't tap anything in.
Eldest would probably not want...
His voice trails off, indecision making him waver. I smile back at him. Let me, I say. Then you can't be to blame. Orion looks a little guilty, but also eager and curious as I knock his hand aside and tap in Godspeed ship diagram. A list shows up instead of an image. Two options, two different diagrams. Before plague, after plague. What does this mean? I ask. How did the ship change after the plague? I knew the plague eldest had renamed the levels, reallocated some of the rooms, and reserved the keeper level for the eldest and elder, but that's all. Or at least I thought that was all. That hidden star screen must have been hidden for a reason. Orion leans in closer.
See, that's what interested me too. Look.
He reaches up and taps the after plague option. A diagram brightens the screen. A cross-section of the ship, a big circle divided into levels. There's nothing unusual there. The top floor is marked keeper level. It's simple and vague. There's just an outline of the rooms that Eldest and I occupy. Underneath that, the shipper level is more complicated, with space set aside for the engine room and the command center, as well as all the research labs used by the scientists. What is now the feeder level takes up more than two-thirds of the chart. The diagram is old. It shows the buildings that were a part of the ship's original design, including the hospital and the recorder hall, where we are now. But it doesn't show the new additions made since launch. The graph tubes, developed two gens before Eldest, aren't on the diagram. Instead, there's a set of stairs connecting the feeder level to the shipper level, which were torn down when the graph tubes were made. My eyes drift down. Was this what you were talking about? I ask, pointing to the unlabeled part of the diagram under the feeder level. It's probably just electrical stuff or pipes or something.
I thought that too, Orion says. But look.
He taps a screen and goes back to the main menu, then taps Before Plague. The same chart shows up, but everything's labeled differently now. The keeper level is now labeled Navigation, just like on the plaque I saw on the screen hidden under the ceiling. The shipper level is sectioned off into 3 points: technological research, where the labs are now, the engine room, and something called a bridge. That's not far off from what we have now, just different words for the same things. It's the feeder level where things really start to change. The left side, where the city is marked living quarters, inclusive. And all the rest of the feeder level is labeled biological research.
Biological research?
That's what they used to call goat herding and sheep shearing? But it's what's under the feeder level that really fascinates me. What was blank space on the other diagram is now all filled in. It's like there really is another level of the ship below our feet, a level I never knew of. One that has, apparently, a genetic research lab, a second water pump, a huge section marked storage, important, and a very small area labeled simply contingency.
What is this? I asked, staring at it.
I know they changed the names of the levels and moved some things around after the plague, but this? This is more than just rearranging. There's a whole other level. What I don't say is, why didn't I know about this already? Why didn't Eldest teach me? I already know the answer, because he doesn't think I'm ready, or worse, he doesn't think I'm worthy of knowing the secrets of the ship.
They changed a lot of things after the plague, Orion says. There was no Eldest system then.
I know this much, at least. Everyone knows about that. After the plague killed off around 3/4 of the ship, dropping our numbers from over 3,000 to little more than 700, the plague Eldest took control and remade the government into the peaceful, working society we have now. In the gens since then, we've rebuilt our population to over 2,000, developed new tech like the graph tubes, and maintained the peaceful society the plague Eldest originally envisioned. But I hadn't known just how much he changed his ship, or what all of those changes meant.
Don't you want to know what's down there?
Orion asks, staring at the fourth level.
And now that he said it, yeah, I really do.
Here, let me see that. I push Orion out of the way and tap on the wall floppy, searching. It takes me a few minutes, but then I find what I'm looking for.
Let's see what the designers put there,
I say, grinning in triumph. A blueprint flashes on the screen, but it's much more complicated than the diagrams of the ship's levels. I squint up at the lines, trying to trace pipes and electrical wiring and separate them from the walls and doors. The image is so big that I either have to zoom in and scroll or zoom out and squint. I don't understand any of it, I say, finally throwing my hands up.
I started with the elevator.
Orion scrolls the blueprint up, and suddenly I recognize the building whose blueprints I'm seeing, the hospital. He points to the fourth floor.
There's a second elevator.
There's no second elevator, I laugh. I've spent my share of time in the hospital, and there's only one elevator there.
At the end of the hall, there's another elevator. The blueprints don't lie.
All the doors on that floor are locked, I say.
I know. I've tried them all.
And they're not locked with biometric scanners. I could get past those with a swipe of my thumb. No. Those doors have old-fashioned solar earth locks made of metal. Harley and I once spent a week trying to break in until Doc caught us. Orion's shaking his head.
Not the last door. That one's open. And there's a second elevator there.
I laugh again. There's just no way. If there was some secret elevator leading to a secret level of the ship, I'd know. Orion just looks at me. His silence is an accusation. Would I really know? Eldest has kept things hidden from me before. Maybe there is another level.